BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. Innuendo bingo time. Alice Levine off of Radio 1 Night Times gets an absolute soaking. She's also obsessed with Sally off of Coronation Street. No idea why. Our favourite dragon, Deborah Meaden, comes in to hear more business ideas from my friend Chris, but will she invest? Does someone need to rid the evil from my house? It's got a bit paranormal activity. And more real or no real, it's a Radio 1 DJ special.
BBC Radio 1.
We have got Alice Levine off of Evenings on Radio 1 playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. She got absolutely soaked last time. So I understand that she's bringing some galoshes today. Is that allowed?
What's that?
I don't even know what that is. She just put it. I think it's a... Is that for posh people?
Is that a posh welly
I think
something?
I don't know what it is. What's a galosh? Anyway, she's bringing them. This is Scott Mills, and it's now time for Real or No Real. Riding solo today, Chris.
Yep.
And because it's Access All Areas, where you can have a little snoop behind the scenes of what we do here at Radio 1, it's all about the Radio 1 DJs today, but are these real facts or not?
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went to an East London party wearing only the mat from a game of Twister, gathered with a Jean-Paul Gaultier belt.
Now, this isn't completely unrealistic.
Really not.
Couple of questions. Avant-garde. Talk to me. What's that?
I thought you'd know that, being a London it boy.
I'm still working on that.
It's kind of like fashion.
Right. Okay.
It's kind of out there fashion, yeah.
I see. Now, she does wear some quite zany things.
Telling me.
Like very bright. She likes bright things.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen her in the Twister dress before.
I've never seen her in the Twister dress. But
just
I
a map.
Yeah, just the map thing.
Yeah, with the spinny thing in the middle. That's the bow.
She wears that as well?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I think that'd make a great hat.
One on each nip.
I'm saying no real.
No real to the Twister map dress.
Actually, go on, I'll go real.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Oh.
And here's your next one.
When Hugh Stevens was a youngster, the little Welsh scamp would phone up London hotels and make bookings pretending to be the singer from The Snowman, Alan Jones.
Always been a prankster, Hugh Stevens.
Mm. Or was it Alad from Surgery? Could be as well, couldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, could it be?
But then I can't imagine Hugh Stevens doing that. Like, ringing up pretending to be...
No, I don't think he would, actually.
What was it for, to make hotel bookings? Was
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, and he'd phone up as the one off The Snowman.
I'm going to go
walking
real...
Walking in the air.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this.
That one is no real.
No real.
Doing well. And next.
When he was 9, Greg James dressed a papier-mâché model of himself in his own clothes, waited for his mum to come home, and then threw it out of his bedroom window.
Oh, that is awful.
That's quite dark. When you're 9...
He has got a dark side.
Yeah.
So
when his mum comes home, he chucks the papier-mâché Greg James out the window.
Do you know why I'm thinking this might be real? Is just that he strikes me as the kind of person who would have been a massive, massive fan of Blue Peter and papier-mâché.
And you think he saw them... But why would they be making a Greg James in papier-mâché?
I don't think that was one of the tasks, but I think he would have honed his papier-mâché.
That's not even what it is. Papier-mâché. Right, you say it a few times, it's really weird.
I've forgotten what the original is. I think papier-mâché skills have come from Blue Peter, which he has a love of. I've seen him wearing this Blue Peter shirt, he wears it all the time.
Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
You were right to go real.
Weird.
Papier-mâché.
But the effort he must have gone to, because he's, I bet at 9 years old, he was quite tall
It would have been a big one. Next.
The opening of the new Radio 1 studios had to be delayed by a week after Rob DeBank tripped over a new rug in the office and face-planted a chicken teriyaki baguette. This prompted a lengthy health and safety investigation.
Now, they can be funny about these kind of things here. If they were, you know, if someone was to trip on a mat and go head first into a teriyaki, emails will go round.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Meetings will be had.
Uh-huh.
they take health and safety to another level here. I'm going to say...
Well, no, they don't. It's just like every workplace.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
And next on the Radio 1 DJ Real or No Real special.
When he was young, Nick Grimshaw used to collect shiny metal milk bottle tops. The wacky Northern Morning DJ would thread them on strings and hang them round his bed so he felt like he was under the sea.
Oh, God. Now, didn't we find out the other day that he was really into the Egyptians and all things Egypt?
Yeah.
And that turned out to be real.